On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tuesday morning, the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 32 degrees right now. Your high of 38 today. Not great for the Rochester Red Wings.
Sunny, though.
Sunny, we got sun.
Oh, yeah,
got some clear skies.
Yeah. It's opening day today for your Red Wings across the street in Innovative Field. The lights are on. I'm sure they're doing TV all morning. Mm. Not ideal for our good buddy, General Manager Dan Mason. We'll get more into opening day here in a little while. If you're trying to get onto our live stream, I am watching right now our engineers. They replaced the computer right, that we broke with your face.
Yeah. All right.
So they are frantically trying to put everything together this morning because there was another hiccup. Always a hiccup, buddy.
Hey, what are you going to do with the hiccups?
But they're up early trying to make it work. So fingers crossed.
God bless them.
In a little while, we will have our live stream back up on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. A lot going on this morning.
What's happening?
Well, we got Red Wings.
Yeah.
We got your face breaking the computer again and making it impossible for our engineers to fix it.
Mm.
And it is April 1st. First day of April. April Fool's Day.
Did you get gagged? Anybody gag you?
No, I mean, when you walked in, I gagged a little bit.
Very funny. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's like your mom. So this morning, someone who will remain nameless.
Oh, no. Not this early.
Who works in the... I didn't get got.
Oh, okay.
But another person who works on a different morning show in this building, who will remain nameless, came to me at like 5 a.m., a little before 5 a.m., and they're like, hey, listen. You know, it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
It'll be really funny. They tried to trade one of their people on their show for you, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
And they
like we'd swap out.
You made a joke at the end of the show, because that used to be like a standard
radio. And then you don't acknowledge it. You just act like this is the show. Right?
Exactly.
And then the audience goes crazy. Your ratings go through the roof.
Yeah, and then like people call me like, where's Tommy? I mean, what are you talking about? This is like, what, huh?
There's only one person that you could do that with, and there'd be no difference.
We talking Breezy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The same person. Yeah. It really wouldn't be much of a joke.
No, it wouldn't at all. And I don't know. I want to say she'd be less gross, but I can't even be sure of that.
Maybe a different gross.
Yeah, okay.
Lady gross.
All right. Yeah. So here's the thing.
So what happened?
Look, if you've listened to The Break Room for many, many years, you know that we despise April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Despise April Fool's Day, because April Fool's Day is...
It's lame.
It's a day for people who aren't funny.
Yes, it's a lame day.
Yeah, to think they're funny.
Yeah.
Like if anyone does anything today on April Fool's Day, that's how you know who the not funny people that you work with.
Also, the one that's not clever, because they also think they're clever.
And they're not.
They're not clever people. Yeah.
Okay, so that being said, this person who proposed this to me.
The swap out for me to go down the hall.
Yeah, it was somewhere else. I like this person. Right, I like. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I got you.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So would you let him down gently?
I was like, well, you know, show's already done. The show is tailored.
You don't want him. No, trust us.
I thought went without saying. I didn't even think I had to say that. But I was like, you know, the show's tailored to us. You know,
Shows are all uniquely different.
Yeah, and this person's like, no. That's why it'll be good. That's why we do it. And like, I'm trying to be gentle again. And I'm like, no, you know, it's just, I don't think Tommy would be, Tommy, you know, he's got to know what's going on. And if you just throw him in a different situation, that'd be it'll be good. And finally, it'd be like, this idea sucks.
So you told him,
I
shouldn't say him.
Yeah, how would you know? I had to say to their face,
this sucks.
This idea sucks.
So how did they react to
you? Like,
gently telling them they suck.
Well, no, I tried to be gentle. All right. I tried. Did I not try to be gentle?
I don't know.
I just explained.
Not there.
No, I mean, you did the right thing.
So they go, no, it doesn't suck. It's good. It's good. It'll be good. It'll be good. And I go, no, it won't, because you don't know how to work with Tommy. I don't know how to work with this other person. Tommy will not enjoy this.
No.
Trust me.
No.
Even if he were to agree to do this.
You're going
to
send him back in about 2 minutes.
100%. And I'm not going to take him back just to prove a point. Like, you wanted this. You're going to sit in your dump in your pants. You dumped in
you
your
pants. You sit in your Tommy.
Tommy Boulay, the human dump in a pants. You're going to sit in that. So, like, it ended with me like, yeah, we're not. No.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of awkward, and we went our separate ways.
Okay.
So I don't know how that's going to happen.
They're probably mad at you.
Friendship.
Well, no, I hope not.
You should have just let them try it and see for themselves.
He wouldn't have done it.
Well, if we told him to, hey, can you do us a favor?
Oh.
And then he would.
Oh, did you hear that? Kimmy said if she told you to, you'd go do it.
Well, if it was a commandment.
I think if we would have said, hey, you want to go try this out and let them know why this is a bad idea, you would have done
well,
it.
Well, no, because then that show would have gotten fired because he would have gone over.
No,
well,
no.
They learned their lesson.
Oh, really?
I've been on different shows.
Have you?
No, yeah. You haven't?
When? Yeah.
What other shows have you been
on? Not since I've been here.
I was on the Alan Levin Happy Hour. I've been on Morning Breath, Morning Show, the Billy Moran Experience,
which was more
of a miniseries. I've had multiple shows. Yeah,
have you been on a stick, a radio station, other than WCMO?
No, of course not. I mean, since I've been in actual radio,
yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, other than when we did stand-up and you just went in there and did your chuckles. No, I've worked at CMF for 32 years.
Which, by the way, is pretty amazing. You've been here by far the longest, mm-hmm. Right? And yep. You are the only person in this room that has not been on every radio station in the building.
Yeah, you've got decades on me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has asked you to come on, with the exception of this morning, all of a sudden, to go on another radio station to do anything.
Yeah, never. Never.
Not even as like part of a...
And they've been pretty desperate sometimes.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it. Because here's the thing. Like, the person they wanted to put down here, like, there's nobody in this building I wouldn't enjoy doing a show with. It's always pretty fun.
No, I mean, you're pretty familiar with everybody.
We could make it work.
Absolutely.
I don't know about the other place.
Well, I would love to see... Now I feel like...
What?
Well, no. Now I'd be like, ooh, again, 252 WCMF. It's April Fool's Day. Somebody in this building who will remain nameless. Tommy made a joke about this, by the way, yesterday at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to fruition.
Wow.
They came to me before 5 o'clock and was like, hey, how about... We'll trade Tommy and you take this person from our show, somebody in the building, and we'll do the show that way. And I was like,
and wackiness will ensue.
And I tried to be gentle, but they didn't want to listen, mm-hmm. So it kind of got awkward.
Hey, can you take your Tommy back?
We
don't want it anymore.
What I'm genuinely curious about, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would Tommy go ruin that to prove a point that he doesn't want to do that again?
Or would he be great, like his greatest ever?
Oh, no, he wouldn't be great. I mean, like, would he try... So he could prove a point.
No, I would play nice.
No, play nice is different than try.
I don't know what play nice is for you.
I don't either. But I'll try. I'm not going to be like, saying, hey, your mom or batching up one of their relatives or something.
No guarantees there.
I can't do that because those shows are all, family stuff.
Okay, but if you're not doing that, what good are you then?
You tell me, man.
That's why I said the guy
asked me to come in, man. It wasn't like I was banging on his door.
You keep saying guy. How do you know it was a guy?
I know where I'm going, bro.
No, you don't, actually. You don't know nothing.
Yeah,
you don't know where you're
going. Because there's only one show that would offer up.
Oh, no. All three of them would offer this up.
I know the one that would. Because there's only one newbie.
Wasn't him?
Yes, it was.
Was not him?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Because it wasn't the other one.
How do you know?
And it wasn't the other one.
How do you know? You're so stupid. What was that one? It was that one.
We got two Italians and a baldy. So it's one of them three.
What? Two Italians and a baldy.
I'd listen to that morning show.
Two Italians and a baldy.
No, it is funny. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, if you were to take, like, if we were to build the best possible morning show, period. Right? Out of all of the talent in this building, who could you take off of each show? Like, if we're going to do like a fantasy draft, the strongest person from each show that could work with everybody and make like a dynamite
show.
That
could work with everybody.
Well, I mean, like, that's probably, you could have.
That could do a show for everybody?
Well, you could, let's say just the average person. Because, like, you could have the three most talented people.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're going to work well together.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for example, we are the least three talented people, but somehow our personalities work together. So, like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Oh, my goodness.
We're on camera.
We're on, baby. Hey, the live stream is up. YouTube, WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a fantasy draft.
All right.
All right. So you got the B,
mm-hmm.
you got the Buzz,
mm-hmm.
you got PXY, and you got us.
Right.
You need to pick one person from each room to build your ultimate four-person morning show.
So we're doing a four-person.
We're going to go four. We're going to go old school before the budgets got slashed.
I'm scared.
All right. I'm going to get. All right. Kimmy? Give me your four. Go.
Oh, I get to do my own.
Yeah, I want you separately to go. From the B, it's going to be...
Okay, I'm going to go Breezy.
From the B. Start with the B.
Okay, I'm going to go Billy.
Billy Kidd.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right. From the Buzz, we're going?
Sandy.
From PXY, we're going?
Moose.
That was a mistake. There was one person in that room that wasn't going to be deeply offended if you didn't choose them, and you choose the wrong person.
Well, I'm trying to think because
I can't wait for the show. Okay, wait, you're picked bad.
Here's what I was doing in my head. Two guys, two girls.
Okay.
It's kind of how I was breaking that down. So then, we're trying to like make it a show for everybody.
So it's a balance.
So, yeah.
All right, so you want your show to be Billy Kidd, Sandy, Moose and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who's driving that show?
Billy, yeah.
Billy Kidd. Yeah, wow, what a slap in the face to Moose. Billy started driving a show 2.5 weeks ago.
But he's been around.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
You have made so many enemies in a matter of 15
seconds.
Well,
we're all going to make enemies here, so why? Who's your four?
All right, go ahead. Your fantasy show from the B is?
Oh, from the B, Terry Clifford. Who else you got?
For the buzz?
You got to go Kimberly. I mean, that's heritage right there, man.
The first time
like, that's
ever been...
deep heritage right there. So I got Terry Clifford, Kimberly.
For PXY?
PXY.
He wants to say Spizzano, but Spizzano still works here.
PXY, you got to throw Breezy in that mix. I don't know who comes out alive.
All right, I go Breezy.
Okay, yeah.
I'm building a female morning show.
And you.
It all makes sense.
And then Kimmy.
You're on the show, idiot.
No, I get to pick.
No, you.
So what are you doing then?
You are on the show. That's me.
So it'd be me, Breezy, Kimberly, and Terry. Terry.
By the way, do you have a way to get to the middle of the woods of the log cabin that she's assembling ammunition in down to the Carolinas?
It would probably be pancakes and stuff.
What?
Like, I could see her, like, serving us pancakes also.
Bro, you know when you get there, those pancakes will all be gone.
I didn't know you could pick people from, you know, shows past.
It's because he doesn't know anybody's name in the building. That's why he did it. Panic. All right, you guys are both wrong.
All right, who you got?
Okay, so from the B, I'm taking TJ, just based on experience. She's very talented. Right. I'm taking Sandy off of the buzz, only because Scott and I have similar jobs, so that would that would be friction. I'm taking Moose. Only because, to Kimmy's point, I need another dude in the room.
Yeah,
and Moose,
so I mean, you kind of got to even it out.
Yeah,
so
Moose
I was going, I was like, I think I made a mistake.
Yeah, Moose is the closest thing to a guy in that room that I could do. And then, I'll drive that show, and I think that would be good.
Right.
Of the three shows that
mine crushes.
Yeah, right.
Bro. Crushes. You've got heritage. You got lame-os, man. I got deep, deep radio people.
That show wouldn't make it 10 minutes. I'm not even exaggerating.
Are you kidding me?
Terry, that woman, and no,
first of all,
and you.
We wouldn't surrender the microphone.
Surrender the microphone.
We would try to get like a third term. I mean, no, we would be a deep, deep state radio station in the woods that nobody could stop us.
If you could put one person from this building in this room with us right now, who would it be?
Well,
we've had a couple join us. I think we've had both Moose and Breezy in the room with us at different
times. Yeah, Moose did that last hour with us that one day when we never shut up.
Yeah, so there was that day where the Microsoft attack where we could not take a commercial break.
Right.
We had to
welcome all guests.
Yep, we had to stay on the air for 6 straight hours, and Moose came in, and he was great. He told these really, really great stories from L.A., so he was good. But Breezy, every time she comes on with us, too, when you guys get in a tip or there's some kind of problem, she's good. I don't think anyone from the B has been on with us before, although Billy Kidd does read our hate mails of the week.
Yes,
he's very cool doing that. And you and Sandy, you and her mom have the same coat.
Yeah.
I think Sandy may be the only one you wouldn't offend immediately.
Tommy?
Yeah.
I don't think he could hurt TJ.
She's
seen things.
She might hurt him.
Everyone would hurt him.
Well, I think TJ's the easier target.
Wow.
Just saying, man.
Well,
She's a target.
If I were you, I wouldn't walk down there today.
She's a target. You know she's a target,
I love
man.
How tough you are.
I know.
When no one else is here. Hey, TJ, good to see you this morning.
She reminds me of that woman that walks out of, like, Old Navy going, too rich for my blood.
What?
I'm not spending $13 on a hoodie. You know I'm right, man.
I don't know what to say.
No, he's such a strong man.
I know.
Away from all this. Look at this stupid smile. Thank God the stream is like, don't tell her I said anything.
No, I ain't messing with Sandy.
They're immediately, by the way.
See, he's scared of Sandy.
Of course he's scared of Sandy.
I am not messing with Sandy Waters.
Bro, I worked with Sandy for years. She's all bark, no bite.
Look at you, man.
What?
You started out, you're a happy fat guy. Now you're like a miserable, scrawny, emaciated
piece of crap.
I do feel like if we invited Sandy into the show, eventually, like, it would just be Sandy's show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, one by one, we would get eliminated.
She's like a little Mussolini. She's going to take over the whole thing.
Now, I think I'm the most scared of Breezy, in all sincerity. Like, I don't, that chick, she moves in ways that I don't understand. It's like a chess match with her. And I can't tell if she's the most brilliant person I've ever met or the most airheaded person I've ever met.
Well, she doesn't wear shoes, so Tommy's not going to be able to get over that.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Okay.
She's too relaxed. She looks like she works at a surf shop.
You're sitting in a leather chair with your legs folded. Yeah, she's too relaxed, man. I just can't handle it. I'm more of a nose to the grindstone kind of guy.
Man who doesn't even have a computer here at work. She's too relaxed.
Well, you would need a desk to hold the computer.
All right. Again, it's April Fool's Day. It's just April 1st. Don't be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that girl. Yeah. If you do it, it means you suck.
Yes.
All right.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
If this happens, it may be the biggest sporting event to ever happen in Western New York.
How could that be?
What do you mean, how could it be?
What is it?
Well, let's start. I mean, look, we'll go through some things that we've had before, but, I mean, this the eyes of the sports world would be upon all of us. And here's the thing. Based on the way they're talking, this doesn't seem out of the question.
But I thought, like, you couldn't pull off these things because we don't have, like, the hotel space and the airports and all this stuff to pull these, like, big events off in Buffalo.
That is a valid concern, although maybe they're willing to make an exception to show off this brand new gem.
Oh.
You're hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, your Buffalo Bills are fighting to get the NFL draft in Orchard Park, New York.
Oh, the draft.
Yes. Well, you thought I was saying Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No. So Pete Guelli, he's a Rochester guy, Aquinas grad, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He is a high-ranking member of the Buffalo Bills front office, and he did an interview at the owners' meetings this week.
Mm-hmm.
And amongst other things, in so many words, he said the Bills are not only interested in having the NFL draft in town, they are talking currently to the NFL about doing it. He says that they are hoping for a 2028 or a 2029 NFL draft in Buffalo, but for planning purposes, 2029 would make the most sense.
So would they do it in downtown Buffalo or would they do it at the stadium?
So that's an interesting question because if I am remembering correctly, Kimmy, every on-location draft so far has been away from the facility.
It's like in the downtown heart of the city.
You got it. But based on the Bills fighting for this now that the new stadium will be opening next year, I would assume they would have it at the stadium.
Okay. When's the draft?
The draft is in April. Late April.
Like late April. Well, the weather could be great or it could be horrible.
So they've done it in Cleveland. They've done it in Detroit.
Yeah.
But haven't they had like alternate sites for those if the weather's really bad?
I don't know. What do you mean?
They take it inside?
Yeah,
or?
Like didn't they, when it was in Nashville, didn't they move it?
No, it was on Broadway.
Was it?
I thought
they like moved it to like they had like a different stage that they were doing.
Oh, then all I remember is the interviews with the women that were doing bachelorette parties on Broadway that were upset because they didn't know the draft was there. This is my supposed to be
like,
my
I
bachelorette
know they were
party. I only get married four times as one of them.
I knew they were having like the draft parties, but those really bad storms came through, and I thought that there was like some other like venue close by that they moved it to that had more of a covering or something.
All right, so if the weather gets bad, you just move it to like the Moose Lodge in Orchard Park somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, go to the Dome in Henrietta. You can do it.
Would you guys go to an Orchard Park NFL draft?
You looking at me?
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be cool.
I'd go to that thing.
What do you mean you're not going?
It's an overblown business meeting.
Oh, my God. I'm so cool. I go against
buy,
the
sell, trade.
All right.
No, that draft thing, I know you guys love it. I don't get it.
It would be such an experience. Such an experience.
Well, I know you're going
to
go.
Oh, without question, I'm there. I was ready to go to Cleveland, and it was during the pandemic, so I ended up not going.
Yeah.
But you'd be in. We're going?
I think so. I think I'd feel so left out of everything if I didn't at least go check it out. Even if I didn't go into like the actual draft or where they were holding it or I couldn't see it, I just want to like go see everything going on around it.
So you would have 3 days to go check this thing out. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
right? I think you could make the argument that if this were to happen, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, it would be the biggest sporting event outside of actual games that has ever happened in Western New York. And even with the games, it would be top five.
All right.
Did you know
right.
that in Detroit, they got 700,000 fans?
No.
Yes.
Where?
At like the draft.
Like standing there?
Yes.
Are you talking like each day or overall?
No, over the 3 days.
All right.
They had 700,000 people. But think about this, man. The new stadium is going to seat just over 50,000.
Yeah.
So even an AFC championship game in Buffalo would bring in, what's that, a ninth of the people?
I don't know.
More or less than
a lot. It's a lot.
An eighth of the people that I don't know. Not.
So you think that you could get 600,000-700,000 people over the 3 days to come check it out?
I mean, they got in Detroit. Are Buffalo and Detroit that different? Same kind of weather.
Well, it's easier to get to. I mean, Detroit's got a bigger airport. We don't. I mean, Buffalo doesn't have. It's like a regional airport.
Understood. Understood.
I think it would be a tougher draw.
Okay. Here we. Oh, are we doing it? Well, I think it's.
And that stadium is a new stadium.
Yeah.
But it's not. An impressive stadium. It's a low stadium, man. It's not even.
Oh no! After he's been knobbing this stadium for 4 years, now it's a low.
It's not that impressive. I mean, of the new stadiums that they built in the last 10 years,
no, it's not done yet. How do you know?
I've seen the renderings.
Not impressed. Not impressed.
It's still going to be the newest stadium in the NFL. Anyways.
It's junk.
To your point,
it's a piece of crap,
the stadium itself is going to be cool and around it, but there's nothing else. Like for miles
to do
around the stadium,
but that's the other
you know,
problem.
Like those other places, they were in cool downtown spots where like there's bars and there's restaurants and you know there's 10 other things to do besides the draft itself. Whereas like if everybody just goes down there, I mean, I guess you could tailgate.
But even downtown Buffalo it's not a massive area of. Bars and restaurants, a couple of blocks.
No, you're right, but I think everything you're saying actually benefits the NFL, for example.
Right.
We are hearing whispers and fears that the Bills, when this new stadium opens, are going to do everything they can to crack down on tailgating, potentially like a little tailgate town where you spend all your money in Bills-owned restaurants and bars.
Oh, okay.
So the NFL, even if you don't have those restaurants and bars yet, would have the ability to set up several different tents like they did at the PGA and sell you beer and food. Now they're getting... all of the money.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that would be an argument for the NFL.
Okay, all right.
252 WCMF, word on the street is that the Buffalo Bills, according to upper-level Bills management, are in discussions with the NFL to host the NFL draft. They are shooting for 2028 or 2029. I had made the statement. This would be the biggest sporting event to ever happen in Western New York.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right there.
Michael's on CMF. Hey, Michael, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, brother.
So, yeah, so I went through the Bills experience yesterday for my new season tickets, and they were bringing up having the draft, possibly doing some soccer matches there, just a bunch of events. But I support, like, definitely having the draft there. That would totally be a cool thing to witness live.
So you're going. You're going, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you, me, and Kimmy, we'll all carpool.
Well, plus that you throw in soccer. Come on.
Well, I mean, it is with Toronto right down the road. That's
we might see the galaxy.
I would assume they mean European soccer.
Well, I don't know. Arsenal? We got Arsenal?
Michael, are you a soccer guy?
I am a soccer guy.
He's a soccer douche, man.
There are way more. Kimmy's husband's soccer douche now. All the people are getting into soccer, man. It only took 50 years.
Where would you even see a soccer game around here?
So there are several bars here in town that open up early to show European soccer matches now.
Yeah, but you got to go have a beer at 4 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Alcoholics.
Oh, no. Michael, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll see you at the stadium.
All right.
Isn't a World Cup coming here?
I don't know. Probably.
I thought it was.
I paid no attention to soccer.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we're getting a friendly. A couple of friendlies.
No, friendlies closed. The one on Ridge.
They closed
the
friendlies
Lyle,
because
closed
of the soccer?
Yeah, yeah. They came in. What an ice cream. I want a Sunday with a smiley face on it. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I went to the NFL draft last year. It was in Detroit.
Yep.
Ooh, I've been downtown. To Detroit.
Right. It was right downtown Detroit, but the NFL gates off all the city. So once you enter the NFL area, the NFL city, you can't get to anything else. You can see the stores over on the other side of the fence, but you cannot leave to get to the stores.
So they sell you booze, they sell you food from the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all $20 beers, and it's $6 wait for a food truck.
And the taxes.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter, you know.
All right. Well, Mark, let me ask you, did you have fun going to Detroit for the draft?
We had a good time. Yeah, we went, 2 days. It's a lot of nothing, but it was an experience. Absolutely. I'd go when it comes to Buffalo.
All right. So you, me, Kimmy, and Matt, we're all going. Mike, we're all going. We're going up there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll carpool.
All right, we'll meet you at the throughway exit, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Mark. See, now we're out of seats in the car. You can't go. All right. Oh, your mic's off. Radio.
Sorry. But I guess if it is all self-contained.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like you mentioned before, like the PGA, where they're going to build stuff around it anyway, so it's not going to matter what else is there.
Fat cats.
Shut up.
Take your tax money.
Yeah, the stadium is tax money, idiot. Okay, so like when it comes to the biggest events we've had sports-wise in our region.
Sports.
Okay, so we're never going to get a Super Bowl, so this would top that, obviously. All right. The Olympics are coming here, although you've heard me argue for years we should be getting a piece of the
Olympics.
Okay. The PGA Championship was here last year.
The PGA is the biggest thing.
All right, so let's break that down.
Oh, like an international event.
So worldwide, yes. Kimmy, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you Google the ratings for the final day of the PGA Championship versus the ratings for the opening night of the NFL draft? Because I genuinely cannot figure out which would be bigger.
All right, so Sunday's final round of the PGA Championship versus last year?
Yep, versus the now Thursday night NFL draft.
I guess the big night is Thursday night?
Yeah, that's the first round where you see everybody.
It's probably close.
I want to believe that the PGA, just because it's their premier event.
And it's Sunday, it builds to something.
Ratings for, you said, the NFL,
first night of the NFL draft. But here's the thing. Every time we do this, the NFL blows everything out of the water.
Yeah, it could.
Right? So, I mean, if you're getting higher ratings for the NFL draft, I think, because even if you're getting 700,000 people for the draft, how many people showed up in Rochester for the PGA Championship?
Didn't they say it was like 40,000 people a day went out to the actual event.
But those could have been people that have been there the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
And plus, they always pump up those numbers. The taxes.
Oh, they do. Yeah. You know how the man do.
And, like, I don't want to, like, poo-poo the PGA Championship.
No. It's a major event to get.
But anything the NFL touches. All right, Kimmy, what do we got?
The final round of the 2024 PGA Championship attracted an average U.S. TV audience of nearly 5 million.
Okay.
Ooh, that's low.
Let's see what we got for the draft.
The draft, the NFL draft, pulls in an average audience of about 12.1 million viewers.
More than doubled it on a Thursday night, no action. Man, the PGA sucks.
No, I don't think it does because those
five
are...
5 mil?
I mean,
the NFL draft is also on like five different stations.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you're forced. It's not like the president is giving an address, you know? Like, you could watch something else. Okay, so this would be the biggest sporting event ever.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to go. You got to go. You got to get in the car.
I got to go.
You got to sit on Mark's lap.
All right.
We're out of space in the car.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, try and stay with me here. You ready?
I'm sticking in.
Running for office.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right, I'm with you.
Running from the cops. Bad idea.
Yeah.
But it seems, based on allegations, we have a man that has done both here.
Wow.
And everything about this story is strange.
Mm.
And it may say something more about men than it does this specific man. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, buckle up. Because things are about to get strange.
What happened?
Jacob Bishop is 37 years old. He is a Rochester resident.
Mm-hmm.
And back on January 31st, Jacob announced he was running for a spot on Rochester City Council.
Okay.
Very excited.
Yeah, nice job.
And we normally don't talk about city council politics, so the actual reason this story's come up on the show.
Mm.
On March 7th, authorities say they tried to pull over a black BMW on Culver in the city of Rochester. The BMW, according to police, being driven by Bishop, did not stop.
Oh.
In fact, it did the opposite of stop.
What did it do?
Took off.
Okay.
Kept going.
A chase began. Police say the chase went through the city, blowing past speed limits, crossing double lines, driving through red lights.
Holy Christ, bitch.
Yeah, this is getting crazy. Mm. Yeah. Eventually, state troopers had to use spike strips.
Holy girl, man.
To disable the car. And even after that happened, yeah. Authorities say they were not done. Bishop took off on foot after a short chase.
What the hell is going on with this dude?
Well, that's just it, right? Something serious must be going on. The 37-year-old was taken into custody in Brighton. He was charged with unlawful fleeing, obstruction of governmental administration, reckless driving, several traffic infractions, and that's it.
Okay.
Outside of the charges from the actual chase.
Well, we don't know what he was running from or why.
That's the question.
The motivation of why he took off.
There are no charges.
All right.
Unless there is something else coming that would indicate he had any reason to run from the police.
It doesn't seem like he was trying to hide anything.
Right.
No word about warrants. Yeah. Nothing about a DWI, DWAI, nothing under the influence of drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a chase. Yeah. The guy got out of the car, according to the police, and kept running.
Running. I mean, that's like LA style.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick sidebar?
Sure. All
right. Folks that get out of the car and run from the car.
Mm-hmm.
If the car's been stolen, that makes sense.
Sure.
But when you get out of the car,
your car,
you own the car.
Yeah. I think they're going to figure it out.
Right? And like, even if you were to somehow evade capture forever.
And you don't.
Or your idea is to tell them it was stolen.
But they just saw you run from the car. You would also have to have an alibi as to where you were. But let's say in a hypothetical world, Tom, you ran from your car and you evaded capture forever.
Ever.
You just give up your car?
You'd have to. That's a BMW. That's a nice car.
You're probably still making payments on the car. You're making payments.
You go back later and the coast is clear, like months from now?
Hopefully
your car's still sitting there.
Well, no, because they would still.
Yeah, then you're in the impound lot.
Yeah, it's all caged up. Okay.
All right.
So this story is super strange.
Yeah,
You must think it can't get any stranger.
What happened?
We told you this man announced his bid for city council on January 31st as Jake Bishop.
Yeah.
Well, since then, he changed his name to Jacob Weinstein.
Weinstein?
Yes. He announced he's running for office, that he changed his name. And I'm not a campaign manager.
Yeah.
But that seems kind of counterproductive.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, vote for Jacob Bishop. Just kidding.
All right.
Now vote for Jacob Weinstein.
Yeah, you think like step one, make sure people know your name to vote for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless there's like a
don't confuse the situation.
I'm confused and I just figured out, I just read the story.
But he's not trying to pull like a move here because it's obvious like this guy's in the spotlight and he's going to change to Weinstein.
I get, I don't know because that happened before the police chase.
Oh,
it did.
Yes.
Okay.
None of this makes any sense.
No.
And the phone number.
There's got to be something we're missing here.
252-WCMF 252-9263. I am stymied. We have given you all the information that all of the news. I was looking at multiple stories, Tommy, looking for something that could explain.
And nothing else on this kid.
Now, as far as we know, at least according to the allegations. So, with all of that being said, a 37-year-old man who's running for office, changed his name to announce he ran for office, according to police, ran from the cops, went through the whole city, took off running after they had to deploy spike strips to stop him. The allegations we see in this story, Tommy, are not unique.
No.
Because we've seen folks who aren't drunk or high or had warrants take off running from the cops for no reason. Where does that come from?
Is it just a fear of authority? Like you panic?
Okay.
Well, and then once you make the decision to run,
you just keep going.
Yeah, you don't. Now you can't turn it off.
Like you can't go back because once you pull out, I guess you're already in trouble.
Yeah,
you might as
right.
well. They think, well, I might as well go for it. Now I'm in trouble.
Okay, so the theory
I'm in too deep.
The theory is a brain short circuit.
Yeah,
and you just panic and go.
And then you hit a moment where you've gone past the point of no return.
Okay,
like once you pull out, like you just go.
All right.
But it is weird, like you've done nothing, but it's a routine traffic stop, and you're flipping out, and you got no booze or drugs or a body in a trunk, nothing.
None of that. All right, so let's walk down this panic brain short circuit. I'm just taking off. I don't hate that theory. It's very possible.
Like it's almost like a phobia.
Okay, but I don't know if I buy the whole, like, I'm already in too deep, I'm going to keep going. Because there would be a point during this chase, depending on how long it lasted, where you realize I'm not going to be able to get away.
Right, but now you're in it too far. And, you know,
point, that once you get out of the car, that would be the time when you're like, yep, I'm done. They're, you know, I'm not going to outrun anybody.
Have you ever been around somebody that's had like a legitimate panic attack?
Yeah.
There's no logic to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a short circuit. Like, they're not the same person.
Okay.
And if you were in that moment and flying around in a car, I don't know how you would react. Like, you're not thinking like you normally do because you're in a panic.
Okay, valid point. But I would also think, I mean, I've seen what a physical effect of a panic attack looks like. Mm-hmm. I would also assume it's hard to navigate a vehicle the way that someone would have to evade the cops while having a full-blown panic attack.
Yes.
And like, let's say it's just one of those, not like a panic attack in a medical sense, but a short circuit of the brain panic, mm-hmm. right? There wouldn't be a point at some point during the 5, 10, 15, 20-minute police chase where you would have a moment of clarity. There would have to be a moment of clarity.
Yeah, but you're also making really good time. You know, I can't believe it, man.
I guess I always wondered, too, with these police chases, where are you going? There has to be an end game in your head.
Yeah, but you're thinking in the moment, right? Yeah. I mean, you're, like, turning corners and evading traffic.
Okay. Like, you're going to, like...
Are you consciously going down familiar streets and places, or are you just taking whatever turns you can and you're not even familiar with the area you're in, so you just keep going?
Okay. Let's talk about what might be the stupidest, however, most likely thing here.
Oh, okay.
So the story, again, this 37-year-old man who was running for Rochester City Council, according to police, gets into a chase with them. We don't know why, other than the traffic charges during the chase, he's not facing any more.
He just hit me.
The story says he was in a BMW.
Yeah, a nice car.
High end.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Was this just for fun?
Oh, you just wanted to see what the thing could do?
I mean, not that...
Open her up a little bit?
Not that, like, you...
Pull out all four tires.
Not that you left the house that day looking to get in a police chase, but now you're in a situation where it's like, yeah, let's see what this sucker can do.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a fun stat. You ready for this?
Stat up.
All right. One half of American men believe they could land a commercial jet in an emergency.
A commercial jet.
Pilots are unconscious. They are on the horn with the
Nobody's
air traffic
even
control.
Okay. So yeah, you're on the horn. Somebody's talking them through it.
They're going to talk you down. Okay. But one half of American men believe they, with no experience, could land a commercial jet.
But that's some arrogance right there,
yeah,
man.
It is.
It is. But the reason I bring this statistic up,
yeah,
if that's true, there have to be way more men than that who believe they could outrun the cops in a car.
We get calls from guys saying they've done it before. So yeah, you probably only hear one guy say he did it once. Actually, didn't we talk about a story recently where a guy got away for at least a while
from the
cops just by driving through a field, essentially?
So maybe the most simple answer is, I think I can do it.
So men are arrogant enough to think they can evade police.
I mean, think about all the guys we know we have known. How many of those men in your head are arrogant and stupid enough?
All of them.
To think, not only can I do this, this is a really good idea.
But like to fly a commercial plane or evade police. Like even Harrison Ford struggled in Air Force One.
Well, I mean,
he didn't really pull that off.
In his defense, the back of the plane had blown off. Wait, no, that's Con Air. I'm sorry.
Get off of my plane. I'm the schmuck that hit the plane.
Do you remember how old he looked in that movie?
Yeah.
That movie's 30 years
old. I know.
All right, who would have thought, too, that was eventually telling all of the problems Harrison Ford would have in actual planes?
Maybe that's the problem. Like, movies and shows just give people too much confidence.
Oh, that's without question, Kimmy, when it comes to what you can do and what you think you can do. I mean, Tommy believes he knows how the entire criminal court system and pops work just from
DNA.
Movies, TV shows. And here's the thing. He has the ability to actually look into what it takes to do these things.
Why would I do that when Netflix does it for me?
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting here crapping all over men. You think you can run from the cops in a nice enough car?
What kind of car?
Ah, there you go.
Nicer the car, the harder it is to drive, though.
No, but you got all that power.
This BMW, let's say.
Those cars are designed to haul ass.
Say hi.
Those are like road racers.
Yeah, you got that.
You're like Watkins Glen.
You got what this guy was allegedly driving. You got 15 minutes. Can you get rid of the cops?
I think I can do it. You know why?
Why?
I got something you don't.
What?
What's that?
Got them driving gloves. Put those babies on. Snap up. And I watched those Formula One documentaries on Netflix. I think I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I could do it.
It has to be, Kimmy.
Yeah.
That guys just want to see if they can do it. When we see these stories, it has to be, watch this.
You would think it got out of your system. Like, because now, like, the guys that are doing this, the guys that would be, like, grown-ass men, adults, like, they grew up with...
Car chases.
No.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Like, you would think you got that all out of your system.
Because
you couldn't
even
make it. If you couldn't make it work in a video game, you're not going to make it work in real life.
But it goes all the way back to my generation, like car chases.
Talking about the Dukes of Hazzard?
No, even before that. So the original car chase, like, hey, guys my age, you bring this movie up, every guy my age can almost, like, vividly tell you turn for turn. It's the movie Bullet.
Oh.
And it's a car chase scene in San Francisco, so it's got all those hills and jumps.
Yeah.
And it's Steve McQueen trying to outrun these two, like, mob guys. And it's phenomenal. But that was, like, the first time I ever saw a car chase movie. And it's phenomenal, and, like, every guy wants to be Steve McQueen back in my day.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's just strange that if it's the case, right, yeah, if the allegations are true with this guy running for office, and, like, quick sidebar, if we're talking arrogance, you know, mm-hmm, we've discussed on the show before, if you're running for office to try and make things better, there is an arrogance in that. And not necessarily a bad arrogance,
okay,
but you have to be arrogant and confident to believe I am the person that can walk in here and make things better.
Mm-hmm.
So when you combine that idea
yeah,
with the allegations we have here, maybe it is just straight up, I'm going to see if I can do this because mm-hmm, I believe that I can.
Yeah. I think every guy's got that inner douchiness to him, right? To some degree.
No, there are some guys that aren't douchey.
No, they're all... I said to some degree. No. Name me a guy you know.
Dan Mason, general manager of the
restaurant. That dude is a huge douche. I'm not buying that little hot dog act he comes in here with.
Little hot dog act.
That guy is cold blooded. You think he got to the top of the baseball game at his age? He was a kid when he was pushing guys out. It was ugly here when I first came here in the 90s.
You just like to say.
Guys went missing. I mean, they turned up in other leagues. But I mean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.